Okay. So,
you're going to ask the questions, or?
Yeah, I could ask you some questions.
Okay,
if
that's
you want
right. That's fine.
So, what made you come to this country here in England?
Well, to begin with, I've always looked forward to going to, I would say, coming to England, because my brothers and my sisters my brother and my sister was here. Okay, I said brothers, it's not true. Because, I mean, it's only Millie and my brother and my sister was living in England, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, so that's it. So you can scribble out the first bit, because, I mean, I was wrong there.
Mm. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you came because your brother and sister were here.
Yes.
So,
what I came here with the intention of work and go back to Jamaica for within 5 years. I was 19 and I thought if I came here and I joined the army for 6 years. No, I came here for 5 years. But when I came and they said I joined the army for 3 years, I said I'd go there. I was able to pick up a trade and then go back to Jamaica. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I get there, they told me, well, I can't do that anymore, because I either got to sign up for 6 years. I can't do it for 3 years anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I says to the gentleman, what about a civilian job? And he says, well, that might be possible. But however, I came in October and he... I had a letter from them in COD Dunnington and saying that a civilian job is available. So if I want to have that job, I can have it.
Mm.
In the meantime, I didn't wait for that job because I was too sure whether it was going to materialize or not.
Mm.
So I went to the fire station to be a fireman.
Which fire station?
Wellington Fire Station.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I took the interview, and I was so confident that I was good at the job, but only to be informed that I was unsuccessful. So I gave up on that. In the meantime, I got this job in Dunnington back in November 61.
Where was it? In Dunnington?
The COD Dunnington, you know.
Oh, you got a job there?
The depot, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just doing casual things, you know, like line feeder, you know, with ladies, you know, after the war. They got these electrical equipments that they did not use them. But they're just overhauling them in general, you know?
Mm.
So they were just doing that. And then I asked the transport man if I could learn to drive a Stacker. And he said, have you got any knowledge of driving? I said, oh, yes, just a little bit. But I said, anyhow, I'm learning to drive anyway. So he says, well, that's good. He says, well, we'll see how we get on from there then. And then I started. In the meantime, I took my driving test. I passed. And I started to drive a Stacker by myself. And from a Stacker, I went on to drive a lorry. So that was it.
And COD Dunnington.
COD Dunnington.
Mm.
Mm. And then I used to drive all over the compound, you know, it's a big place, Dunnington.
Mm.
And I, after I, let me see now, I was 21, I leave the depot, went to Russell's Rubber. Yes, Russell's Rubber. I don't think it's called Russell's Rubber anymore. It's a different company takeover. And then 1965, I went to Sankey's in September. And that was my only Donington, Russell's, and Sankey's, which I remained at Sankey's for 37 years until 2002, when I take compulsory redundancy, and that was it since then.
Wow. So, can I just take you back? What did you think about when you arrived in this country? How did you get here, first of all?
Yes. I landed at Gatwick Airport. As I was being instructed by my brother how to get here, I took a train to Victoria, and then I take a taxi over to Paddington, right? And I changed from a taxi, a train to Victoria from, to be precise, right? A train to, from Gatwick to Paddington, and then, I took a Victoria. When I get to Victoria, I took a taxi over to Paddington, because that time I get a straight through to Wellington.
Wellington here, right. So what did you think about what you saw when you
I thought I was more or less in a movie, to be honest.
You thought you were in a movie?
Yes. Or, you know, like, you saw boys and girls hugging up and kissing and things like that, which in Jamaica you did not see that sort of thing. You know, so therefore. And then after that now, I see all the chimneys, houses, you know, smoke, you know, I thought it was factories. I said, well, these guys are factories. But seeing the houses, seeing the smoke coming out the roofs, I thought it was factories. So that was it, and then.
But then you found out that people had open coal fires in their houses.
Yeah, exactly. So I, that was it, and then when I reached Wellington, my brother met me, and I came to Victor Avenue, where my brother and my sister were living. Yes, and then, funny enough, Mrs. Deans and I came on the same plane, and I didn't realize, I didn't know her in actual fact, but I was talking to her, didn't know that we were going to live in the same house. In the morning when I woke up, telling my sister what my mother tell me, to tell her, Mrs. Dean's husband-to-be came down and introduced his wife, or his wife-to-be, really, because they wasn't married anyway, you know, to my sister, and say, that's his wife. So that was it. And next question.
So, did you go anywhere? Did you go out anywhere locally or anything like that?
Yes, yes. I go to, on a weekend, I used to go to the Majestic Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
You know where B&M is?
In Wellington?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We had a ballroom there.
Right.
I used to go to the Methodist Church. Yes, and they used to have a... you know, that them halls there that they got a... You know, of a church hall at the back,
mm-hmm.
where some nights we used to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they got a fairground at, beside the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, you know, that, well, I told you the last time that is Pop Collins, but I found out that it's best, I should say. Pop Collins was the name of the fair people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then on a Saturday night now, I used to go to the Majestic dance.
Yeah, the Majestic, the
Majestic. Yes, and then at that time, that was 1962 now,
mm.
when I come from Jamaica, I Chubby Checker was twisted. Mm. So I was very good at twisting.
Mm.
In my opinion, in any case, and then but the Teddy guys, they did not like that.
Teddy boys?
Yes.
Mm.
You know, so, well, it bring a friction between the young West Indians
mm.
and them, because the girl, they liked to twist with us, and they didn't like that, so therefore that was it.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Because of that. Mm-hmm.
So did you go anywhere else?
Yes, not really, because... not having any transportation, you know, at that time, after that, my brother bought a car, but the problem is, I was going to drive, and he couldn't drive, so I drive the car, and then I taught him how to drive the car. Actually, teacher taught, whatever it is, and we used to go to follow West Indies cricket keenly. You know, we used to go to Edgbaston, follow West Indies cricket team. Mm-hmm.
So, have you always lived in the Hadley area?
When I left Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Summer House Drive in Hadley, and that's it, and that's where I'm today.
How long have you lived here then?
64, since 1964, and then I bought this house in 1962, December.
Wow. Did you ever plan to go back to Jamaica to live?
Well, yes and no. But my mother died. My brother and my sister come here. And I've had children. So that's it, really. And my mother dies then. So that means my sisters that used to live in Jamaica with my mother, they're going to America. So I've got one brother and one sister. No, two sisters died, because in 1962, Eulene came over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, the family was all over the place. So therefore, the desire, but it was my wish to go back to Jamaica to live, you know, mm-hmm. after 5 years, like most Jamaicans would say.
Mm.
It's a 5-year plan, which you'll find maybe about maybe about 90% of them did not do that. You know, 10% of them did.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, you know, so therefore, well, I take an interest in socializing and organizing things
mm.
in the locality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, such as especially things like sports and the Telford Wrestling Association was, we got together and formed the Telford Wrestling Association.
Mm. Were you there when it all started then? Were you there from the
yes.
from the beginning?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I was the first treasurer of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
who was the chair at that time?
Roy McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's passed. The secretary was Jerry Brown. Unfortunately, all these people have passed. Yes, and Jeffrey Shaw, he was assistant to me. And Light Deans, he has passed. He was the assistant to Jerry. Then, for some reason, Irene Scott took over as secretary to Jerry. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that take out, well, I mean, when he went to America, and then that wasn't over.
Mm. So what used to happen in the Telford West Indian Association back in those days?
Mm. Well, it was the early 70s, you know. It started from a game of cricket. That's how it was, you know. It was 12 of us on the committee. Different people. We used to go around and help people in the community, and we used to get help from the statutory bodies.
Mm.
Right? We used to deal with, important people. So mention a few: Lord Northfield. And the present MP, and who was Jerry Fowler, you know, it was good then, 60s and 70s, you know, distinguished people. Like, we had a good liaison with the police,
mm-hmm.
right, okay? Because, unfortunately for these young West Indian lads then, they're having some problem. And we form a thing with the police and us. That's us, the older ones, the younger ones, they used to be having some problem, you know, with the police. So we actually form a committee between us and the police. If and when they get themselves into some form of problem or misunderstanding, the police will always call on us to mediate.
That's really good. That's a really good plan.
Yeah,
back in the day.
So I, that's how it went off. So, your dad will all what I'm telling you.
Mm.
Your dad was could confirm it, and also as for, that's it really. And then it continued and continued until I went to America. I went to America and Canada, and Jeffrey Shaw, who was my deputy at the time, unfortunately he passed. And I didn't take back the treasurer job, you know, from him. Because as far as I'm concerned, he was doing a brilliant job.
Mm.
You know? So we both jointly, we have a working committee. You know, so therefore, you know, so... and then...
That's it. Did you ever plan to go back to Jamaica? Do you have any regrets about not going back to live there?
Not really. If I didn't do it when I was a younger man. With all most Jamaicans, they'll tell you, they will come with this 5-year itch. You know?